The Indianapolis-based Women Like Us Foundation is actually celebrating its sixth year of being at the forefront of creating awareness on topics that affect women both around the world and locally as well. And one way they do that is now with their new Woman of Focus honor. And many of you maybe remember back in January, we had the very first recipient, the wonderful Lorene Burkhart, on with us to talk about the many wonderful things that she's done for women both here in Indiana and around the world too. And this afternoon, we have live in studio the February and March recipients of the Woman of Focus Award winners. We have Jessica Thorne, who is here. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you.
And Alenia Moore, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
And also leading the charge, as always, is Deb Meyer. She's the president of the Women Like Us Foundation. Welcome again.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yes, you as well. And I can't believe it's been 6 years already.
Yeah, we're actually in our seventh year.
Wow.
Heading into our seventh year.
That's amazing.
I know it.
But you guys are you really are always about making topics that women need to know about easy for them to learn more about and programs for them to learn about too.
Absolutely. We as a foundation believe in the power of women. We believe in women finding their purpose and their inspiration through giving back. And we love to support women that are creating change around the world as well as locally.
But locally, there are a lot of women that are doing great things, and that's kind of why you created the Women of Focus.
Exactly. We really wanted to bring to the attention and the forefront all the fantastic women that are leading organizations, whether they be 501c3s or charitable organizations that are relatively new out there, that are dedicating their life's purpose and passion to create change and create awareness on very specific issues that affect us all.
And one issue that is right in the forefront, both locally and nationally, is human trafficking. And Jessica Thorne, that's what your group is all about, Purchased. Tell us about your organization.
Yes, Purchased is about 3.5 years old, and our mission is to empower the community to end modern day slavery. So we recognize that human trafficking, a lot of people know that it's a global issue, but it's an issue in our own community, in our own state. And so we want to, first and foremost, educate people in Indiana, in Indianapolis, that trafficking is happening here, what it looks like, and that they can be a part of the solution. So we go out and speak at churches, to businesses, to, you know, people in the community about the issue of trafficking, what it looks like, how people can engage, and why it's important for them to engage. We also want to equip our teenagers with knowledge that they can be a part of the solution. And we want to reach out to either girls who have been sexually exploited or at high risk and help them work through how what they need to be looking for and what resources are out there for help. So we have two curricula. One is called Empowering Youth. It's for boys and girls, and it talks through the subject of human trafficking, our culture, how media influences the way we perceive women and how that plays into the sex trade. And then we have a curriculum called My Life, My Choice, which is for teenage girls 14 to 18 who have either experienced human trafficking and have survived or at high risk. It's a 10-week program, and we walk with these girls and talk with them about what pimp recruitment looks like, how to protect yourself, what does a healthy relationship even look like, what resources are out there, self-esteem, how drug addiction plays into it, and just equip them with a lot of information and with a loving hand to help walk them through that. And what we found is at the end of this My Life, My Choice program is that we wanted a next step for these girls, because what they're lacking often is a support system. And so we're really excited this year in 2015 to create a mentorship program for those girls where we'll pair them with an ally, someone that can teach them how to cook a meal or how to go to the post office or how to get their GED, whatever it is that they need, to pair them with someone that can help empower them to have a positive future.
And empowering women of all ages, like we said, is something that the Women Like Us Foundation does. And also, the March recipient, which is Alenia Moore, your group is called Ladies Under Construction.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And this is, once again, another way of giving girls a helping hand.
Correct, correct. Really, the purpose of Ladies Under Construction is for girls ages 8 to 18, letting them know that no matter who we are, we're all under construction and no one is never 100% complete. So being able to approach the young ladies and share with them that no matter what their obstacles are in life, that is just a small barrier and it's just something that at that moment they're going through. So we provide the supporting hands to be able to assist them no matter if it's something for their generation, whether it's their household or something about their neighborhood. But we provide them with positive leaders. We do a 10-week mentoring program, and we also provide them with one-on-one support to find out what it is that their goals are and to really instill that self-worth and that self-confidence in them to make sure that they reach that next level.
And this is something you had important mentors in your upbringing as well. I mean, you're still a very young lady here, but you founded this organization and you also are the admissions and outreach counselor for Independence Job Corps.
Yes.
But you started out a little with a lot of obstacles yourself.
Yeah. Actually, for me, I was, you know, as they say, that fatherless child. I was actually raised by my grandmother. And one outlet for me was actually sports. Sports was my outlet. And I actually use that as that tool to continue to keep me outside of my particular neighborhood. I knew that where I grew up was not something that I wanted to have when I had children, something that I want to put them in that environment, because you do have different factors daily that you can deal with. A lot of self-esteem, the lack of, just like she just stated, as far as your support system. And when you don't have that, it really takes a lot to be able to get within yourself and say, I'm going to do something different that may not look like the everyday norm.
And service that we want to continue as we grow older as well and age gracefully, Deb, as I must say that. And women like us has some service groups too. That
absolutely. We have a lot of really amazing, exciting things going on this year. We have a women's service group that's going on right now so that people can get involved in the Women Like Us Foundation and play a part in creating change themselves right here in their own community, meet some great people and do some great things in support of women that are here at home that are creating change, as well as do hands-on volunteering and help fundraise to raise money and help other women creating change financially.
And very short amount of time left, but the documentary is getting close to being completed.
Absolutely. The documentary is amazing right now. I'm really excited to be a part of this wonderful project that is aimed to create awareness and inspire women in their journeys of discovering self and giving back. It should probably launch early fall this year with an opening here in Indianapolis, so be looking for that. It will be a life-changing experience just for you to be able to view it.
As it has been for everyone, thanks to the wonderful Linda Rendelman, who it was her idea and her. This is, she's still the brains and a lot of the force behind this.
Absolutely.
Women Like Us Foundation. Jessica Thorne with Purchase.org, Alenia Moore with Ladies Under Construction, congratulations to you. Thank you for joining us. Deb Myers, we'll talk with you more next month with our April recipient, and we'll look forward to that documentary.
Right.
Continued success, ladies.
Congratulations, girls.
Thank you.